The Radio Corporation of America presents The Magic Key. The magic key turns, and members of the family of RCA, including RCA Communications, RCA Victor, RCA Radiotron, the RCA Institute, Radio Marine, and the National Broadcasting Company, join in presenting a special Christmas Day concert in appreciation of your gracious and friendly reception of the contributions of the Radio Corporation of America to Universal Radio Service. We bring you Madame Lucrezia Borri, the world-famous lyric soprano of the Metropolitan Opera Company, who will sing to you from New York, and the Cleveland Orchestra, playing under the direction of Dr. Artur Rodzinski from Severance Hall in Cleveland. The first number on our program this afternoon is the overture to von Weber's opera, Oberon, presenting the Cleveland Orchestra. The magic key of RCA turns to Madame Lucrezia Borri in New York. For almost a quarter of a century, Madame Borri has been a leading member of the great opera company which she herself has done so much to build up and maintain. 1 week ago last Monday, on the opening of the new season, she scored one of the greatest triumphs of her career in La Traviata. Madame Borri's first number this afternoon is Correture le Pays from Mignon. But before she sings, I'm going to ask her to say just a word to her nationwide audience.
Good afternoon to all of my friends everywhere. I am very happy indeed to be here to sing for you this afternoon because yesterday was my birthday. And I think that this concert today is really a kind of an extra birthday party to which you can all come. And before I sing, I want to wish everyone in my audience the very best and happiest compliment of the season. Merry Christmas and God bless you all.
Madame Lucrezia Borri singing Connais-tu le pays from Mignon.
Thank you.
One of the first of all sacred melodies appropriate to the Christmas season, Madame Bory sings the Alleluia from the motet Exultate by Mozart.
Thank you.
Madame Bori, who has just sung Alleluia by Mozart, will appear again during the second portion of our program. One of the earliest tone poems with which Richard Strauss aroused the musical world of the 1800s was the tempestuous Don Juan, inspired by a literary work of the Hungarian poet Nicholas Lenau. The magic key of RCA turns to Severance Hall in Cleveland, where the Cleveland Orchestra, directed by Artur Rodzinski, presents Don Juan by Richard Strauss.
Thank you.
May we make these few brief remarks to those of our audience who may have given or received an RCA Victor radio as a Christmas gift? First, we are grateful to all of you for your enthusiastic approval of RCA Victor's newest models. More than twice as many people presented these fine sets this Christmas as last year. Second, to you who now own one, these few facts may be of interest. The Magic Brain, now definitely accepted as an engineering masterpiece, selects the station you want. Then a watchman tube bars unwanted stations. Each tone comes in clear, sharp, with a fidelity that is virtually studio tone, matching in performance the program as it is broadcast from this very station. Then, too, RCA Victor sets have the magic eye, which proves that the eye sees more sharply than any ear can hear. Tuning is no longer hit and miss. It is as exact as science can make it, and as silent. For you need not touch the volume control until your station is tuned. Not content with these achievements, RCA Victor engineers added RCA metal tubes, tube history's greatest advance. Right in appearance, right in performance, rich in tone, you have received the gift that keeps on giving, a gift of years of unending pleasure and entertainment. The Magic Key, presented to families of the nation by the members of the family of RCA, co-workers in the field of radio communications dedicated to universal radio service. The Magic Key of RCA turns once more to Cleveland, where Dr. Rosinski chooses the lively Triana from the Sweet Iberia by the Spanish composer Albanus as the next selection to be played by the Cleveland Orchestra. The Magic Key of RCA turns once again to our guest artist of the Metropolitan Opera, Madame Lucrezia Borri sings, as the first number in her second group of songs, La Primavera d'Or by Alexander Glazunov, who has been called the Russian Brahms.
Oh.
Lucrezia Borri brings us now the familiar Mexican air, La Paloma. Though the waltzes of Johann Strauss the Younger were written to please the million, it cannot be denied that their rhythm and melody, and especially their refined instrumentation, have both deserved and received general acclaim from musicians of high standing. Artur Rudzinski and the Cleveland Orchestra present now Tales of the Vienna Woods. Thank you. Our special Christmas concert, brought to you as a token of appreciation by the members of the RCA family, including RCA Communications, RCA Victor, RCA Radiotron, Radio Marine, RCA Institutes, and the National Broadcasting Company, comes to its close. You have heard the Cleveland Orchestra, under the direction of Artur Rozinski, playing from Severance Hall in Cleveland, and Madame Lucrezia Bori, of the Metropolitan Opera Company, who sang to you from Radio City, New York. Thank you. The Furion from the suite Opus 39 by Dvorak, played by Frank Black and the NBC Concert Orchestra.
Next Sunday afternoon at this same time, the magic key will turn again, presenting George M. Cohan in a scene from his latest play, the radio and screen stars Helen Jepsen and James Melton, the world-famous guitarist Andre Segovia, Benny Goodman and his orchestra, John B. Kennedy, and Frank Black and the NBC Symphony. Ben Grauer
and Milton Cross speaking for one of the members of the RCA family, the National Broadcasting Company.